Welcome, everyone, to the wrestling show. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast at Lingus Mafia. He is Billy Body from the SGP Soccer podcast at SGP Soccer. How are you, Billy Boy?
Yeah, well.
I know from talking to you before we went on the air.
There's a lot of fucking shit going on. I'm fucking just moving into the place. People are coming in to help. You know when you're trying to save. So I don't know if you know, but like sometimes like you want to save some money, so you have people come in and say, oh, you know, let's just paint this white room white. You know, the people can help you do that.
Sure.
Or you know, put a TV up or a few bits and pieces, and then obviously you want to fucking decorate into like cut wallpapers around corners and fucking lay down like there's this brick wall effect I want to put up, and yeah, like or lay down like wooden floors, and it's that kind of thing. But Everyone's fucking trying to tell you like, oh, you know, you need this, you need that, oh, you need a fucking dining table in your living room, you need to fucking, oh, why do you need to put the TVs up, like the little TV cabinets, oh, you know, the TV cabinets are much better, like my mom's like, oh, I'll get you a TV cabinet, you don't want to put it up and all this kind of shit. And it's like, you're just at this point where I'm just like, I don't want anybody to like come and help me now. Like, I don't fucking want anybody around here. I don't fucking want your opinions. I don't want to see your pictures that you're sending me of your walls and what you did in this room and how your TV sits or whatever. I don't give a fuck now. I'm sick and tired of like people coming over to do like, you know, bulk jobs where I was like trying to save, like, I don't want to pay a fucking painter like £300 to paint a room white.
Yeah.
Which is what they cost. So like, I had them over like each one this weekend telling me what to do, what not to do, how it should be done, what's easiest often for me. Why have I paying for like all these wooden floors to come in, like when this carpet's fine. Oh, it's always like, oh, this carpet's, you know, it was like this, they both said the same thing. Oh, this carpet's fine. This would have been fine. But it's like, I have to fucking, I more so than anybody will spend the most time in my flat. Like, this lockdown has not affected me at all in terms of the amount of time I would spend in my home doing my like podcasts or whatever, or researching or whatever. So I want everything, like, and also like with certain things where I had this blackboard for like my work for the gambling stuff to do videos. So I had it planned out for ages. I had one of my walls black, mm-hmm. with blackboard paint. So like, you know, when you do the videos, it'd be like, oh, look, this guy writes on his own wall. It's like, well, because, you know, it's specially made to do that. Like, some loads of companies have it. They have whiteboard or blackboard paint, and they like write on their own walls. And then it, you know, comes off clean, obviously, because it's designed to do that. And they're like fucking giving like their opinions of that, this, that, and the other. It's like, I'm now at the point where I don't want to listen to anyone at all. I know exactly how I want it to be. Every single room. I want every telly up. I don't give a fuck like where the sockets are, you know, how impractical it is, how difficult it is to hide a wire. I don't give a fuck. I want every fucking TV up, right? I want every TV up. I want to pay to have sockets put where it's not possible. I want all the fucking wires hidden, mm-hmm. so it looks invisible. I don't want any fucking wires to be seen. I stick it around the back, make a fucking hole, stick it around the back, and then make another hole at the bottom and stick it out by the fucking plug. That's how I want it done. I want all of this stuff done exactly as is, and I don't care what it costs, and I don't care what anyone thinks, and I'm gonna have there's a blackboard already like done, and I don't care how it looks, like stupid or whatever. I have to live there. I have to, well, the whole time. I have to work there. Nobody else does it all. And also, like, I have a fucking annoying fucking kid coming from down the road that's going to be there like all the time, constantly, and I need fucking things put in place. Like, I paid, so I've got a kitchen that leads into my living room, mm-hmm. and I paid £500 to have this tiny bench put into it. So the kitchen is the kitchen, right? It's on one side. So basically between the kitchen and the living room, I had this like divider put in. It's just like, all it is basically one table. But I bought this table that had bike legs on it. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, it is a table, but it's on bike legs. So it's like the bike, it's the tables on a bike, basically, instead. And this really, this set everyone off. It was like, oh, this is a complete waste of money. Why did you need this? Like, you're wasting your money. Like, you could have just, like, you know, sat down at the, you know, at the table. You can get these things, like, you can get these lap trays. Like, I didn't know what a lap tray was. Like, I didn't, like, know that this thing had existed. You know, it's basically a big pizza box made of wood, right? Mm-hmm. It's a lap tray with a cushion underneath it. It's been around for like a year. I have them already. But this fucking kid, he can't eat. Like, every meal has ketchup on his shirt or wherever. Plus, he's fucking inconsiderate as well. So I paid for this thing because I know that he can sit in the kitchen and eat, put a stool up and then chuck it away. And I when I have all of this stuff like done in mind already, because it's not just that, it's not just dealing with them, it's dealing with his fucking behavior throughout the week, because I'm like right around the corner now, like she already like sharing out the fucking homeschooling and stuff, and he just doesn't fucking do it. He's also at a point where he had to do it, and now he just doesn't, and now he just like he wants to do like the complete bare minimum. And it's just fucking, it's just unbelievable. And now he mouths back at you as well, because he'll test out the situation, and see who will like either shout at him, take stuff away, whack him, whatever. And the thing is that everything's been taken away. He's like banned from Fortnite. He's banned from online video games, because I don't even know if I told you about this one. Contacted people, or he gave a number out to people online who were texting him, who were blatantly like pedophiles from a game. So he took his phone away, gave it back to him after a month, and he texted them going, some the messages all come through. He turned his phone off. Someone went, "Are you still there?" He messaged pedophile going, yeah, sorry, my dad's an idiot. It took my phone away.
I heard about the first part where you said that all that shit was happening. I didn't know. He replied to them now.
So he replied to them. Now it's completely gone again. So he's got no phone. I'm a fucking arsehole. I'm a prick. I'm a piece of shit. These are the three things I've been called this week.
Really? Oh, fuck. That's a good beating.
But he wasn't. But the thing is, before lockdown, he didn't speak like this at all. And before he went online and played games, so if he'd like, you know, he played with me, he'd have a temper or whatever, mm-hmm. and he'd lose his shit or storm off or whatever. But he didn't have this like mouth on him like before.
Well, he is changing age too, and you know, everyone becomes an asshole later on.
I never like spoke like this when I was 10, unless they're just doing this now when they're 10.
I guess now. I mean, yeah, I would have got my ass fucking whooped if that was the case. Let's get into fucking wrestling. Something else that'll make your fucking headache.
Well, I've already, and that's the other thing he was supposed to do. The last argument we've just had is that like, he's supposed to get his Austin report done before today, because you know, he said to do it the day after Raw, once it's all done. And he's just fucking turned it in. He just wasn't doing it. He's like, he was going, oh, I'm tired. Yeah, he tries to stay up every night as late as he possibly can. And tonight he was tired when he needed to finish it. And it's just fucking trash. It's like, just this happened. So I just told him, like, you're fucking finishing this tomorrow. It'll be late. And then you're not doing it anymore. Like, I'm not paying you to do this anymore. Oh, like, I don't know how you're going to get your money for your V-Bucks or whatever. Or you know, they're the shitty things you buy stuff with on Fortnite. But you'll find out now why I gave you this to do and how it's going to be without it. It's a fucking idiot.
Well, in the chamber, we'll start with the fucking pay-per-view that was on here. And they start with a chamber match right off the bat, and it's Owens versus Sammy versus Corbin versus Jay versus Bryan versus Cesaro. And winner is going to get Roman Reigns sometime later this evening. And the match starts off with Bryan and Cesaro.
Did they tell you that it would be immediately after the match on SmackDown?
No.
They didn't.
No. I have not watched the last 20 minutes of SmackDown, though, to be fair. But I really don't believe they would say that, because I think they made it like when it happens. So we'll say Bryan wins the chamber. After he wins, the cage is raising while Bryan is dead. And Roman comes out. And they were kind of like, oh, look at this is bullshit. Like, so I think it was supposedly a surprise. But even though I pretty much was expecting that to happen because it's the coward's way out and he gets them that way, you know. I did enjoy the start right off the bat with a spear that gets put back into a fucking yes lock, like he catches him coming in, because I thought it was going to be a spear and be over with. Roman just powers out of it. He just tears his fucking hands apart after a bit. And then he kills Brian and then chokes him out to win this match. Afterwards, Edge then shows up straight away and spears him and points to the sign. Main event set for WrestleMania this year in Tampa.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm fine with it. You know, like, we hearken to have someone, the old school people back, and there he is. So I'm hoping Reigns wins this, though. I mean, I was never an Edge guy anyway. I had a problem with him because of the whole fucking Matt thing for, like, so I couldn't appreciate him at all. I was just angry from him constantly. The same is, like, with WCW. Like, now I could watch it and appreciate it, but I hated them at the time. So it was different for me. I'm fine with that being the main event, though.
It's a very low bar.
I mean, I don't know what else we can have. I mean, you know what? I was going to make it anything. I am just begging for fans to be there. I don't even care. I mean, it could be practically anyone, and I would be thrilled at this point because there will be fans. I think that's what's killing me on Raw, too, because if you look at my notes, I write down a match and I write, who cares? Maybe if they had energy from the fucking crowd, maybe it would be different, but I'm fucking worn out. Unless there's some big story behind something, I just don't give a fuck and I'm worn out from it. So
I mean, the crowd noise is still there, though.
Yeah, but it's when you know it's bullshit, it's like the you suck chance. It's like, it's fucking, they're not there. They're not fucking there. However, I look back before all hell broke loose, we were still like, who gives a fuck? It was still terrible. But you need a fucking crowd. You just fucking need it. And if it was a sport like football where you're not even going to see the crowd anyway, so who gives a fuck? That you could get away with almost. But when this is the main, I mean, the crowd is what makes the fucking matches and, you know, gets people fired up. I mean, imagine that Austin pop with nobody fucking, I mean, fuck. It's not even close to the same. So,
you know, they decided on this main event, like, on the day, or, like, about a day before.
Really? I mean, were they still deciding if it was going to be Drew?
It was Drew.
It was going to be Edge and Drew, huh?
It was going to be Edge and Drew, because the idea was is that he would choose the person who was most worthy, which was supposed to be Drew going through a whole chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman just doing the pussy thing. So I think they decided on Edge and Roman like around about Friday when Edge went back to SmackDown again. Mm. But on Monday, it was going to be Drew because that was the idea. And what happened was is that, so it's going to be Drew and Edge, and Miz was going to try and cash in on Drew, and Edge was going to stop the cash in at some point to set up Christian and Edge versus Miz and Morrison at Fastlane.
Mm.
It's just Drew versus Sheamus. So they already had all this set up, like Drew versus Sheamus, and you know, because Sheamus never had his one on. They even told you on TV, like, "Oh, I haven't had my one on. When do I get my one on one?" And they'll say, "You get it later." Like, you know, that match is going to happen. Mm-hmm. They already told you, right? So this was what it was all planned out to be: Drew versus Sheamus at Fastlane. It's not good enough for Mania. Then Drew versus Edge, and then Edge and Christian versus Miz and Morrison, because Edge stopped his cash in, and Miz and Morrison were like mad at him or whatever. So this got changed because a poll on WWE. They got back to like Vince, obviously, that people asked, who do you like Edge to face at Mania, thinking it'd be like, you know, 10% Finn Balor, but like, you know, Roman or Drew, someone would win, but not significantly.
Yeah.
Like maybe it would be, you know, 45-35, something like that, which they would just ignore. But it was 71 for Roman.
Huh.
71%. And I don't think, from what I can't remember now because I knew exactly at the time, but there wasn't much between Drew and Finn Balor. I think it was like 16 and 13%.
Jesus.
So if Drew's pulling 16% in for a match they're doing at Mania, they can't do it.
Yeah, that's so nobody would give a shit.
So they didn't do it. So that's why it got changed. And Lashley, this whole thing that happened with Lashley was literally like fucking put together. It was like, okay, we have to do Edge and Roman. Mm. So we can't now do Brian and Roman, because even that was changed, because that was going to be Brian and Roman and then Cesaro and Roman first. So Cesaro was supposed to win the chamber and then just face Roman at Fastlane quickly, you know, just do a quick program. And then Brian would get the shot Mania. So they fucked Cesaro out of it, even though they were building up towards that. Cesaro just loses to Brian. Brian now goes in next, probably get the shot at Fastlane. And then they go to Roman and Edge. So yeah, that's how they escalated through that as well. But the Drew stuff, they were scrambling around for what to do with him for an Romanian opponent at the weekend. I know that he hasn't known who he's facing over the last few days, but I know that it was going to be Edge from just talking about with very, not with him, but with various people about how they were going to do that match. And there's been loads of references as to exactly how they were going to do that match.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been on TV, and you don't need to really read between the lines. He's basically said before he left TV, he said, when he was injured, he said, I need to find a rated R superstar. He told The Miz that I need to win. You want to win, and I need to win. Do you notice the difference? And he said that. Do you remember he said, you see the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all that need to win stuff was definitely going to be going back to rated R for a bit, for at least like 3 or 4 months, till Drew, you know, could face him again at SummerSlam with everybody there.
Hmm. First thing I thought when... we're jumping around. When Drew loses the fucking title, people who listen to this show obviously have seen these things, and that's why they're listening anyway, for a rundown and opinion. I was like, oh, is this, we need him to win in front of a crowd again? That's the first thing I'm thinking. I'm like, Jesus Christ, with this fucking taking the thing off him, and now it almost looks like, you know, he's not involved in getting this thing back. It'd be interesting.
Oh no! The main event on night one is Drew and Lashley,
and it's for nothing.
For the title.
Okay, so Lashley's going to get this belt this next week, or is he getting it Fastlane?
I think he'll get it this week, but like basically, Lashley's what they've come up with for what Drew's going to do. So we knew that a long time ago that he was winning the plan for the whole year has been, just drop it before, and then you'll win it back at Tampa, right?
Yeah.
But I figured, you know, when Orton won it, that was it. And then when he had it back again, that just didn't make any sense. But I think it was just a case of, we took it off you too soon. You're still like the guy who's available to do the most media, and you're the best at it. And we can do this later. So that was all obvious, like that. You know, I figured, with this whole thing going on with Miz, you're going to get stuck doing Miz versus Drew just to pay this off.
Yeah.
Like, which is fucking stupid. But yeah, I mean, they went about it in a really weird way, because if Sheamus was respectable, at least, then you shouldn't have done the heel turn weeks ago. You should have just done the turn. It could have been babyface versus babyface, Sheamus versus Drew at the end. Drew wins. And then Sheamus could have just, you know, kicked the shit out of him after the match. And then Miz cashes in on Drew, and then Sheamus just beats the Miz.
When they were having Lashley come out there, and like, he obviously, the whole reason they had to have Triple Threat, obviously, is just to get the fucking belt off him. That's pretty, you know, all right, we can't lose any shine off of Bobby. So, you know, we need the retard to win, which is great because they have a big fucking deal with fucking Lee and everybody, right? However, he can't make it. And they go, oh, it's from him being attacked. And I'm like, when the fuck was he had the shit beat out of him?
No, he didn't. So here's other things that I found out. So Keith Lee's got like long COVID. So he had COVID. He came back without COVID. And then he had a match with Matt Riddle where like he could fucking barely breathe afterwards. Mm-hmm. So they decided like not to bring him back in until he was fully better. So they canceled the match and put Morrison in. But prior to all of that, when that match was booked, like Lashley was just winning that. Lashley, when they were doing Drew and Edge a while back, Lashley was just going to have a US title defense at Mania against somebody. And they may have even just been against the guy who he didn't pin in this match. I don't think it was going to be anything overly elaborate. I think it was just going to be Lashley and Keith Lee at Mania. But yeah, then they end up with this whole thing. And the other thing was is that over this weekend, I feel that if Keith Lee had been fit and able to go, he might have been in contention for like Lashley's spot. I don't know this for a fact, but you would think that rather than taking the belt off him, Keith Lee could have lost, Riddle could have got pinned, Lee could have turned heel by beating up Riddle, then he could have like gone and attacked Drew. You know,
I'd rather have Lashley. Lashley should have been champion long fucking time ago. This is ridiculous that it was Kofi over Lashley. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I'm not into, like, this version of Keith Lee that's gone on to Raw and whatnot. I mean, Keith Lee in NXT was fine. I've never seen him as a heel or anything. But yeah, I mean, no, this is the right thing to do. The problem is, and the way you can tell that it's not been thought out at all, is because if you're doing this, then you do this back at TLC. Like when you put Drew for the ladder match with AJ or whatever, or you put him in a match with Goldberg at the Rumble, mm-hmm. and then Lashley just comes out and destroys him after that match or, you know, loads of other times that are not in the middle of February. Because this just stinks of we booked this today.
See, and
it does.
It's shitty that then Lashley's going to have the belt for what, a month? And then give it back up?
Exactly, right, a month. So how does that, that doesn't look like a big Mania match when you chased it, for a month with no defenses.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having with. But I mean, Lashley's picked it up like a motherfucker in the last just few weeks, actually, where he's been fucking out of his mind. Which makes it really good that like that dangerous fucking threat. And
it's been a good week as well. Like some of the things that we complain about, mm-hmm. we didn't do SmackDown. We'll talk about it, but
no, I figured with the pay-per-view, we're jumping right over SmackDown.
Right. But like there was a heel turn on there from Apollo Crews. And now we have got like,
and oh, don't forget Otis being a bad guy now.
Yeah. But I'm going to focus on like Apollo and mm-hmm. because the way that Apollo was talking and acted even before he turned heel, even in the last 3 weeks, like he's been a lot better and more believable. He's not coming out there and dancing and stuff. Now we have like two proper I'm not saying that like necessarily because they're heels or, you know, but making any kind of joke where, you know, oh, now they're acting like, you know, more hood or whatever. Sure. But there is like more, at least danger. They're not dancing. Yeah, at least they're not dancing.
You know, when you were saying that, you're like, you know, look at the how these guys dance in the snap. But I'm like, there is a variety then. I mean, you can't have everybody be the typical, I'm going to be a bad guy, thug, pissed off. You have the fucking happy-go-lucky because, I mean, Riddle is a white New Day. Probably it's well worse, actually, because Riddle's more retarded, but he's having a good time thing. He's not like, but he does have the threat of being dangerous because of his MMA stuff. Like you see that when he can go in the ring, he can go. That makes a little bit of a fucking difference. The Apollo thing, the first thing that popped into my head is he going to become like King Corbin now because he started saying how his family is fucking royalty in Nigeria?
No, I don't think so.
I was like, uh-oh. First thing I thought was, uh-oh, we got King Apollo when it's I'm for that.
But he's not being like Mr. So Lashley's being like a killer,
yeah,
and whatnot. But then everybody, like, MVP's not a killer, Cedric's not a killer, Shelton's not a killer.
They're normal, they seem.
Yeah, like this is the thing now. We have across the board, we have like these guys are like acting more normal, and it's not like anyone needs to be particularly thug, because before it was just a case of thug or dancing around. And we have the dancers in this, and the idiots in the Street Profit, New Day, Bianca Belair to a certain extent. But then we also have like characters who are just, you know, conducting themselves normally, or they are doing the thug thing. Like Lashley's a fucking beast. Apollo now was much better and believable. His acting was fine. He's one of the worst. He was one of the worst actors as a baby, as babyface, with a fake laugh and everything. But here, like, it looked like he was actually able to do this. And that's the thing, we overlook sometimes that people are black, like Sasha, who is black, but we don't, because she's not acting like a goof and never has done, you forget. You just think, oh, she's, what is she? Because she's not one of these black goofs. But actually, she is black, but not a goof. So you don't associate her with being that way at all. But, I mean, she's more black than anything else.
And we forget about, speaking of Goofy, is R-Truth. And he's always busy with this fucking Bad Bunny shit. Let's see. The other thing for Chamber that I wanted to touch on, because we pretty much hit everything here, is Banks and Belair versus Jax and Shayna. We have Reginald comes to fucking... I mean, is this on purpose that he's fucking them over, or is he going to be, you know, into Sasha? Because now it seems Sasha's into that he's into her. But now she's pissed because he fucking ruined it. Like, oh, here, cheat with this bottle. But then she's Miss Good Guy. I can't use this bottle, you know.
And then Carmella's like throwing drink on it.
Carmella's not even, yeah, where the fuck has she been? She went away now. And so she's not going to be like, what the fuck are you doing to Reginald?
She did. She said that on Friday.
Oh, then that was the last 30 minutes that I haven't watched yet.
She looks fucking good on Friday.
I'm going to have to watch the last. All I got was a text from you saying, look at Bailey's big Mexican tits.
I didn't say the word Mexican, but.
What'd you say? You said.
I said, look at the tits on Bailey.
I swear you said big Mexican tits.
I said, look at Bailey with a big tit. Look at Bailey with a big tit.
It's not wrong to say big Mexican tits. They're big Mexican tits.
Yeah, but I don't associate Mexicans with having big tits, so the sentence doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, it's funnier just to say she's got big Mexican tits. Let me see. I'm trying to find this. All I see is the abuse. Oh, yeah. Look at Bailey on SmackDown with the big titties. There you go. You know what I say usually too is big Mexican ass, because that is associated with Mexican.
Is it?
Oh my God, yes. Fucking Spanish big ass.
Puerto Rican.
You know what? Spanish. Anything Latin, that is giant ass territory. They're fucking known. And
What's the difference between a Puerto Rico and a Mexican?
Well, one's from Mexico and one's from Puerto Rico.
Right, so J-Lo is a Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, so they have all the asses. There's no big Mexican asses.
No, Mexican got ass. There you go. There's Bailey. There's your Mexican ass. Mexican got big ass, man. I live over in California. I know. They all got fucking giant
ass.
What's
the other? What's the other half of Sasha?
White.
Really?
Yeah, she's white and black. Her mom is fucking white as fucking could be.
Okay.
She even says, "You see that?"
Did you watch that thing with Steve Austin?
What about?
Steve
Austin. I did watch that. Yeah, I did. And I was annoyed by it. There's a lot of...
She likes herself, doesn't she?
Oh, that's all I thought is she is in love with her. It's a lot of, thank y'all. Thank y'all. You get that all the time with, what do you think? Like, she's very fucking, yeah. She really into herself for sure.
What about when she literally told you she was into herself, where she thought she was the best, and you know, and she was talking about how she was constantly like complimenting herself in there. Like it was I don't know how some of it was in character, but I felt like
It felt like she was doing a character, but she wasn't. That was the problem. She was going through all the motions of, you know, I'm the best, but she believes it. And you know what's funny is I'm like, the problem is a lot of all the things she said is true. I think she's one of the best ever. I said she's the Shawn Michaels of female. I think she's just as good quality-wise, better than Charlotte, all that shit. I think her matches are much, much better than anyone else. But when you are like that, and I've said the same for you, Billy, when you're number one for having the story.
Can you hear me eating while I
eat? Not really. Not really. Okay, I thought something was going on. But when I say you need someone else to suck you off, not yourself, you can't do it yourself. You need someone else to pipe, you know, to toot your horn. But she's out there fucking strutting around, you know. So, all right, let's get into Raw. And right off the bat, it's Miz celebrating his champion. MVP and Lashley show up. They say, hey, you got to fucking give us a fucking title match. This is the payback thing. And he's like, oh, I don't know. And they say, you got an hour to figure this fucking thing out because we're having a match. Fuck you. And this is where I start writing. Riddle versus Morrison. Who cares? R-Truth in the back with Bad Bunny. Who cares? Now, Punky Brewster on Peacock. I bought Peacock this weekend, Billy. And this Punky Brewster thing. I like this Soleil Moon Frye, by the way. She's remember she had those big titties? She had big white titties. And they were surgically not enhanced.
Okay, surgically enhanced titties.
Was that?
So you bought Peacock, but I wanted to see how they made you transition from network to Peacock.
I would like to know too. And Fausti said he's waiting till it goes over there. So I was like, I'm just getting over here. Because they had good shit on there anyway, but I do want to see how that, and I just didn't want to be like, ah, fuck, I'm lost. I can't get on there and I'm fucked. So I just did it and I'm assuming the other one's just going to go away. Like it's not going to be an app anymore. You're not going to have a choice. It'll be gone. So it won't be taking my money.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm not thrilled about it unless they have a section that becomes WWE and it looks exactly the same and I could open it up and now I'm in there kind of app area, because Peacock is not as easy to navigate as WWE one.
No, and that's what they're supposed to do. But also, they're not going to just be a case of, they're definitely not going to transfer over where they say, like, you know, it's going to be a smooth transition, etc.
Yeah.
They're definitely not going to be a case of, oh, we're going to stop taking your money. That's not right. They wouldn't have done this deal if they stopped taking your money and asked people to re-sign up over mm-hmm. Peacock. There's going to be a transfer of details. So that you don't miss getting charged. Otherwise, there's no way Peacock would have done this deal. They're not paying $1 billion, which is $200 million a year, in order to rely on people to renew. Because according to my guy, WWE have 250,000 network subscribers that haven't logged in for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they're charging these dormant accounts.
Wow.
Because those people just, they don't give a fuck.
I mean, yeah, if somebody hasn't said to cancel, then fuck you.
Exactly. So they're not, this deal does not involve you canceling WWE Network or you know, they just say, thank you, that's it, we'll stop taking your money. Like, mm-hmm. can you please start giving it to Peacock? That's not what's going
to
happen.
They're it has to transfer through. Over so they don't miss a fuck. Because some people won't pay again and they'll be out their money. Yeah.
So I did some research on this. It might be more interesting than the show. You might find it interesting. Let me just get it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
And the work is done, so.
Okay, speaking of the Punky Brewster thing, I was going crazy because they do not learn their fucking lesson, these motherfuckers in WWE. They do not learn. They zoom into the fucking televisions and have to circle and say, this is who we're looking at, because it is so fucking blurry. We can't see shit. And then they zoom out, and you can see the motherfuckers clearly. So why can't they just start it by being back and see who these people are? And that Cherry Johnson, she's just thrilled that she has another job. I don't think she's worked since Punky Brewster.
I have no idea what Punky Brewster is. But
you don't know Punky Brewster?
Never heard of it.
Wow, it was an 80s fucking sitcom, and now, you know, they're growing up. But she was known, she grew up, and she got the most enormous fucking tits you've ever fucking seen. And she had to have them surgically reducted because they were so fucking big.
All right.
She was on the Wonder Years for one fucking episode, though.
Okay, hold on. Let me get off the... sure, I'm going to keep it on loudspeaker.
Sure.
I have to read it. Is it affecting my sound?
Okay. No, it is not.
Okay. So they bought WWE Network on the basis that they had 1.5 million subscribers and they are to be migrated to Peacock. So Peacock have bought this for 5 years for $1 billion and it's a content lease. So if WWE and Peacock don't renew in 5 years, they get all of their content back.
Mm.
All right. So the WWE currently make $180 million a year from the network.
Okay.
From the subscribers that they have. These cats are just like clawing shit up next to me. How did I reach that figure? Sorry, one second. The WWE make $180 million a year. Okay, because it's 12 months of the year. Right, that makes sense. So they make $180 million a year from the network. And there's 1.1 million subscribers from the US, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the US is the only country where the WWE is shutting down, WWE Network shutting down. So they sold Peacock those 1.1 million subs and they still make from the 400,000 worldwide, right? So that means the WWE will go from making $180 million a year to making $248 million a year from this deal. So the guy that negotiated, Nick Khan, he made them $68 million a year from this deal.
Jesus.
That's how much extra they made. Because Peacock are now paying you they're paying you $200 million for what you used to get $180 million for. So you made $20 million there immediately. Plus, you kept 400,000 international subs who still will be paying you the $48 million you make from them.
Mm.
So that's why it's on there. And get this, it's about to get worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not worse. They're going to make more money. So Nick Khan is doing similar deals around the world. So in Canada, WWE Network is already on Rogers. And that was successfully like pretty much the test for what they're doing here. And in India, WWE Network is on Sony. So they don't have WWE Network as an app in Canada or in India. They have it on TV channels or TV networks like Rogers and Sony. So Peacock, so USA Peacock, Rogers Canada, and Sony for India. And they're trying to do the next deal here for BT Sports in the UK. So subscribers get access to network via Peacock Premium for $4.99 a month, which is ad-free, and Peacock Plus, which costs $9.99 a month with the same as the WWE subscription, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peacock bought 17,000 hours of content, which is what they're getting for that money. Here's some interesting stuff here. Peacock has 33 million subs, but only 4% of them pay $9.99. So all of the 96% are basically on the $4.99 ad-supported format. So that means that Peacock are not in the same category as YouTube or network TV companies like Disney Plus, Netflix, or HBO, because their strategy is mainly geared towards adverts, like a standard TV network. So they're not basically going down the business model of trying to push the $9.99, although getting WWE in like for the ad-free version of the network is like an attempt to at least increase that. And internally, this is the most interesting thing. You're not going to like this.
Mm.
No one is. This deal is an experiment seen as a stopgap deal with the option to restart the network again in 5 years if they don't find anywhere else for it to go. But they think that they won't have to do that because their idea is to release this library again in 5 years to either a Peacock or somebody else, but minus the A pay-per-views. So what basically that means is that everything that Peacock have got now, they think they can sell it again for another $1 billion for 5 years, but without WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. Without the first run, shall I say, versions of WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, and SummerSlam. So what that will mean is that they already know that ESPN and DAZN, who compete against each other for boxers' contracts, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like how Deontay Wilder, he's a big name, and he'll fight in one place, and Tyson Fury fight in another, and Anthony Joshua will fight in another. So Anthony Joshua is on DAZN, and Fury's on ESPN at the moment. That's why they can't make that fight. They can't make that fight, not because the boxers don't want to fight each other or lose or whatever. It's because they don't know what channel it will be on. They're arguing over the channel that will get to show it. So that's the kind of bullshit that's going on. So these two rivals will fight for WWE A pay-per-views, but only the first run version. So what WWE think they can do in 5 years is renew the Peacock deal, sell the library, sell the content, take away the four pay-per-views, and put them on a week and add them to the library a week later, while selling the first run versions on DAZN, ESPN, whoever is willing to rebuy back WWE pay-per-views again.
Now, would it be the same price as like that $50 or $60? Or like you got to sign up to the fucking ESPN app for 10 a month?
Yeah, it'll be that. You need to sign up to another app for $14. I think it's $14.99 a month. But yeah.
I mean, I'm not going crazy pissed off because of that. I mean, it's still, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it would be an app that I wouldn't mind to have anyway, at least. So that helps.
Yeah, but you're thinking about it, though. Like,
it's greedy and it's bullshit.
It's not greedy and bullshit. Like, for them, like, if you don't want to, like, if you don't want to watch it on Sunday night, I'm pretty sure it would get added to. So let's say, for example, let's say Peacock, like, renew, yeah? And they say, okay, we did really well from this, and I know we're losing the Rumble and WrestleMania and SummerSlam in this new deal, but we know we're going to get them back on Wednesday. How many people are going to sign up to ESPN or DAZN to not, so they don't have to wait till Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, the hardcores. The hardcores. Right. And then you hope it is by Wednesday. If it is the same deal as the Raws, then it's a fucking problem, because what is that, a month later?
I don't know.
Raw loads way fucking late.
Well, do you see that is because of the Hulu deal, because they can't fuck Hulu by putting it on a few days later. Because what are Hulu getting then? Why would you sign up to Hulu when Hulu doesn't get it? Hulu doesn't get it live, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it gets it like, you know, the next day where the repeats are going to be on. So if it's on Hulu the next day and it's on WWE Network the day after that,
yeah,
there's no way Hulu paying for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's fucked up. Like, so everything I'm saying is already in place. Mm-hmm. Like, they already have that deal with Raw, so they're going to sell these four pay-per-views to massive company. I'm surprised they even let this first deal get signed, but I think they're just trying to show, you know, shareholders and stuff that they're continuing to like make moves whilst, they need to be seen deemed to be doing as much as they can. But I mean, even looking further down at the business, with their operating costs being so low this year, these Raws, once even when crowds are back, are going to continue on, not necessarily in the Thunderdome, but they are going to continue on in one building or state, mm-hmm, where WWE are going to set up their equipment and not move it. That's probably going to be the way forward. I would imagine that what they do is they purchase a arena that they own, or build an arena that they own at some point, because the savings that they're making are absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you're looking at like $40 million a month now, mm-hmm, extra that you're making. Per quarter.
Mm. Oh, fuck. This is going to be a fucking wild ride. Let's finish
it's
out.
It's going to be shitty because they are guaranteed to make more and more money, which means they won't improve the television because they don't have to.
Let's run through a couple of tidbits on Raw that I want to get your take on. Other than Braun saying, I was more clarified for this match, which I thought was pretty good that he fucked up that.
Why is he dressed as a gardener?
I don't know what that outfit is supposed to... I don't know what that is even supposed to fucking be. Because he's got like, yeah, the gloves are on. I'm like,
wear it like in the swamp and then just kept it on?
Yeah, you know what? That is where he fucking wore it. He wore it in a fucking swamp. And he wore it like he went to the, I thought he was going, where I think we really saw it was the fucking.
He's dressed as Skinner.
A little bit. where he wore it was the Fight Club thing too. That was where he was. All and right, I was yeah. like, okay, that's different because it's Fight Club, you know, but stayed on it. Okay, let's see. I don't know what happened to Garza. He's now fucking a jobber because Selena Vega fucking left. And Charlotte's boyfriend is fucking, is he hurt because he's fucking gone too?
No, he wants to go into NXT and they don't have anything for him.
Really?
It's fine.
Wow. Mm. Now the Charlotte and Flair thing, there was a couple parts I really liked and then a couple problems at the same time. It was very half and half, but I really liked the it made no sense where Charlotte's, you know, yelling at him to go home because like it was like I know they had to change this on a dime, the storyline. So they're trying to work with what they got. But now she's like, you know, go home. I'm trying to make a name for myself. And Flair's like, what the fuck? I'm trying to fucking train someone. It has nothing to do with you. Meanwhile, the whole thing had
Can
to do
you
with
imagine,
her.
Like, you're going to get the title and you're going to have a big women's title match at Mania. And you like, you can't have an abortion and just have it and just get pregnant again afterwards.
I thought the same. I'm like, why would you fucking do this? Why would you fucking do this? And then Flair's like, I never said it was my kid, for one, which he didn't. He was just dancing around. But like, Charlotte's crying legitimately.
He's saying he's going to be a daddy.
Oh, did he say that?
Hmm.
Oh, fuck. That's even fucking better. I don't even recall him saying that. But I thought it was very good because it seemed real, other than the few times where it was like, but what is being said isn't fucking correct, but the emotions looked real. So the Ultimate Orton watching Alexa Shango earlier in the evening.
That was so, I can't believe they repeated.
It was the same thing.
Warrior. And, yeah.
The only thing was he wasn't wearing a fucking hat. So he fucking couldn't get the goo and ooze down because he got no hair to fucking do it. But he sees Alexa in the fucking pentagram and starts throwing up black shit. When I said, oh, look at this. I, and you know, who gets the deal of the century is Bray Wyatt. How much money is he getting paid never to fucking be there? Because he's now a fucking spectacle to show up every fucking however long. I go, the guy's never there. So now I guess he's been off for fucking, when did they light him on fire? How many months ago is this?
December.
It was December they did this. Okay. And so he's going to be off. He's off a nice 3 fucking months. That's nice. Did you really care about Lana and Naomi? I'm bothered that they fucking won this match, first of all. I'm like, don't do that, my Mandy.
They won it, and they won it easily. I don't think Mandy Rose is doing anything.
I know. It was a face plant, and I'm like, okay. All right, well, what the fuck? What is this? Fucking waste. And then we had, finally, the Lashley versus Braun to who gets a title shot next week. And I was like, this was interesting because you almost feel like, well, how could they have either of them lose? Braun screaming and yelling how he's a monster and he gets fucking pinned. Clean. He does kick out at 3.5. I guess that's a way to save face. But it looked like Lashley was surprised he fucking won, which was odd to me too. But now, and then, you know, Miz jumps in the ring to get fucking beat up and killed. Do you mind Miz as champion? I don't. I don't. I mean, obviously the guy's a good worker and he's there and all that kind of shit. So, and the way he won it was, you know, acceptable because it wasn't like he did the fucking work, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, he lost every week.
Oh, well, that's anybody who has that fucking briefcase, though. That's the way to they always do. But I mean, to come back from when he lost that title the first time, he was a fucking jobber. And I don't know why. You would think he did something to the company that pissed him off.
But he's been a jobber all the whole time. I mean, this is like, no one's taking this serious. No one has him like going to Mania with his belt. Like everybody knows.
Yeah. And just the fact that he got it again after, I mean, it looked like he was done after he lost it the first time. Because it was like, there was.
Well, this is only because, well, he's only got it again because they made a really fucking stupid on the fly decision with Otis and needed to get out of it. So, I mean, they could have picked other guys, I guess, but.
Yeah, they really don't think ahead. They really don't. They go, this will be fun. And then they go, fuck, what are we doing? And they blow it out. So that's we're going to get next week. And I was more excited this week when I was watching a match that was between Bret Hart and Sid for the title when Stone Cold and Undertaker came down to the ring to help. That was a match I enjoyed this week.
I know what he's talking about.
You know, the fucking old shows. I'm watching fucking the cage match to go to Mania 13.
I know the match, when Bret cuts his thing at the end.
Yeah, that was the that's what I enjoyed watching this week, but over this. So that's it. That's all we got for this week in wrestling. And a lot of good insights. I preferred hearing all the little inside shit and the deals and stuff over than having to review this. I think people will appreciate that more.
Oh, well, this isn't the worst week, but like it's
no, it's
but
not.
But next week, you know, or the week after that, we'll go back to normal again. And the only reason this is like acceptable is because, you know, they decided, shit, we better start fucking putting our Mania card together. And I think now, you know, you can work most of it out. I think you can.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to. You know, your Edge and Roman and Drew and Lashley. And you'll have fucking Sasha and Bianca, Wyatt and Fiend, Fiend and Orton in some kind of like gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like your main four matches. Bad Bunny's going to face Miz. Bad Bunny and Priest are going to face Miz and Morrison. They'll get back around to that. You're going to have Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon.
Oh my God. What the fuck kind of matches? I'm like, now Shane's got to be in Manias. I'm just thrilled. At this point, I just want a crowd there. I want to hear, I want to see fucking different background. I need something badly. So that's what I'm fucking looking forward to. What you should look forward to, everybody. And by the way, remember last week, Billy, I was screaming at everybody for nobody tweeted us to say, where's the show? Well, I got a flood. And everyone said, no, we listen. I just didn't want to be a pain in the ass saying, where's the show? Since we get it for free, we're glad to have it. Except for one who said, either do it or don't do it. I'm not going to fucking beg. I'm like, good, then I don't have to do the fucking show. Thank you to everybody who actually showed that you actually do listen. God bless you out there. So they're listening. And also, you guys all need to listen to Podcast on a Poll. The new episode came out yesterday, and a lot of positive tweets. Everybody like it. One person said today, how hard is it to turn the fucking ringer on the phone off? And I wanted to reply back, I texted that to fucking Billy, and he didn't do it. What's funny is it's me texting you that's making the fucking noise because we're communicating back and forth about who's saying what question next.
Yeah.
Fuck. So maybe we should have a fucking instant messenger set up or something so we could do that. But then you'd hear us typing, so what's the fucking difference? Billy will just turn the fucking ringer off. We'll be fine.
That WhatsApp, you got to mute the fucking person that you're texting.
No, I just clicked the fucking side fucking button on the iPhone.
Doesn't do that for me.
I remember you said that, and I'm like, I don't know why it doesn't. I clicked that off, and that's that. There's no noise.
I have plenty of shows where it comes on all constantly.
Oh my God. Yeah, that, I mean, maybe you put just lower the volume all the way down. That'll do it too.
Mm.
Or it should. We have I wrote these questions out format style like you did for the last show. So it'll be a lot easier. There's no match by match stuff. If you want to look at the notes for the next Podcast on a Poll, which will be very fucking good. Because it's WrestleMania. And there is a lot to be said. WrestleMania 13 happens.
So. I like two of you were there.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, how about that? I'm on a show. Two of you were there. I'm the only one. He wasn't.
That is interesting. You know, and I keep thinking, I go, you know what? I should invite him to the wedding because if you're going, that'll be the one time fucking in who knows when that all three of us could be at a fucking place at once and be able to actually go over a couple things too. You know, kill a couple birds with one stone. But
Vince is talking about trying to get people from the brand. as a surprise to go down to like Corkin Hall for the G1 one year.
Oh fuck. To the oh god. Yeah, well. I can't go be doing that shit. So, all right, follow me. I'm at Lingus Mafia. Billy is now at SGP.
I was always there. I just wasn't giving out the rest of
the
people.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast Twitter. And you could find him there for all of your nonsense. Remember, write a review for the podcast on a poll. 5-star pod splash and write a review. And you'll be in a drawing to win action figures from Billy. So, that's it. He is Billy. I am Cav. And we'll see you next time.
My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as a big-ass piece of shit.